You know, it's one thing for a giant tech organization to have a security incident. Like, sure, it's bad publicity, and if the company is publicly traded, then the stock price might take a dip for a while. But within a week, someone else is going to get hacked, and that first company will hopefully be out of the spotlight. But when you deny that a security breach even happened, and it gets independently verified by security experts, then that can do some long-lasting damage. Oracle servers were hacked back in March, exposing the credentials of more than 6 million of their customers. Now, most people probably just know Oracle as the company that owns Java and wanted to buy TikTok, but their flagship product is actually their database software. A lot of corporate entities, especially the non-techie ones, rely on Oracle to manage their databases because they would rather just throw money at the problem than learn SQL. And Oracle is there to gobble up all of those people's money. So, since Oracle's business is doing databases for other companies, there's a good chance that this breach could actually end up being a supply chain compromise that affects other major industries for years, like retail, hospitals, airlines, shipyards, any of those industries you can think of that need a big, fast database but don't want to maintain one themselves and can pay any price for it are probably going to end up being Oracle customers. But of course, one issue with outsourcing your database to Oracle or any other company is that they might try to avoid reporting incidents like this to you at all. So the post that was made on Breach Forums back on March 20th is titled "Oracle Cloud Traditional Hacked: Login.x.oraclecloud.com." So I'm pretty sure what's being referred to here as the traditional cloud servers on Breach Forums is really Oracle's Cloud Classic infrastructure. And this is an important thing to note as Oracle's cope about this hacking incident has changed over the past week. I think most recently they've claimed that it was just a legacy system with legacy data that was breached. So they're admitting it happened now, but trying to minimize the impact. But Oracle's own website contradicts this legacy system theory. So if we look at the Cloud Classic page, they describe it as integrated infrastructure services that enable businesses to optimally run Oracle workloads in an enterprise cloud managed, hosted, and supported by Oracle. Nothing here indicates that this is a legacy product that you should no longer be buying. I mean, there is a section that says that you can upgrade your existing Cloud Classic service to their next gen infrastructure, but if we click on the pricing tab that is above that, we can see that Oracle will happily still sell you this classic cloud service, which doesn't seem to be all that secure. So this kind of implies that multiple regional Oracle servers could have been compromised, and that's pretty much confirmed in the first sentence. Hello, Oracle traditional servers were hacked. Around 6 million user customers' data from SSO and LDAP were stolen. So SSO, in case you didn't know, stands for single sign-on, and this is something that tends to give you access to multiple systems throughout Oracle's cloud ecosystem or other cloud ecosystems with just a single set of tokens. LDAP is another kind of centralized authentication system. Now, if we look at the attached sample of an LDAP leak, luckily the passwords are hashed here, but people's emails are still present, which can open them up to phishing attacks. Things like the GUID string, which is a globally unique identifier, could be used for further hacking attacks. JKS files, JPS keys, and all of this information about what specific Oracle system actually stores this customer's data and what permissions are granted to them is not something that you want hackers to have. So this hacker is, of course, trying to sell the stolen information to other hackers on the dark web and at the same time offering deals to the companies that are affected by the supply chain attack to remove their credentials from the leak. And the hacker is soliciting help from others in decrypting the leaked passwords, which of course would make this breach much, much worse. I mean, it would most likely give the decryptors full access to the leaked accounts and everything else that those accounts' credentials could get into. But the most pathetic part of this breach is the lies that we've been hearing from Oracle. So they basically started off by just folding their arms and saying, "Nuh-uh," but a hacker named Rose brought receipts. So first, they uploaded a text file with their email address in it to origin.us2.oraclecloud.com, which basically proves that they do indeed have write access to the server, because why else would a random hacker's Proton mail address be on there? So Oracle, instead of admitting that, okay, yeah, you showed that you have write access and then you created an archive on it on archive.org, instead of folding at that point, they just decided to pressure archive.org to take down that archive page. Because if people can't see the hack on the Wayback Machine, then it's like it never happened, right? So Rose also posted a live chat that they had in Oracle's customer help section where they logged into a stolen account named torsten.ratman@dhmglobal.com, and they decided to talk to the customer support guy, and they actually want to talk to his boss because I guess the security team that he emailed wasn't respecting him. And there was also a video that Rose stole of someone at Oracle showing how to do configurations through SSH in the cloud console. And recently, Oracle has actually pivoted to admitting that, okay, data was stolen. There was some kind of security incident that happened, but it's legacy data, guys. Nobody cares about this. That's probably another lie coming from Oracle. I mean, you deny that the breach even happened, and now you're trying to underplay the breach that happened. Now, what's really interesting about the archived page where Rose was proving that they do have write access is that if you go back further in the Wayback Machine, before proof of the hack was posted in February, we can see that the page says, "Welcome to Oracle Fusion Middleware 11G. Now, this is not really good, because if a hacker doesn't know anything about Oracle or their services, they can simply Google Oracle Fusion Middleware 11G and discover that, oh, this is an old piece of software. And you really don't even have to Google Oracle Cloud 11G, because the copyright 2009 in the corner is another dead giveaway that this server is probably running some ancient software. And sure enough, if we look at the server in fofa.info, we can see that it was last updated in 2014. So now you just got to find a good vulnerability for this version of Oracle Access Manager. And oh, look, CVE-2021-35587 with a score of 9.8 critical. Easily exploitable vulnerability allows unauthenticated attacker with network access via HTTP to compromise Oracle Access Manager. Successful attacks of this vulnerability can result in takeover of Oracle Access Manager. Yeah, there you go. I'll have one of those with a side of fries. So not only did Oracle fail to cover up their screw-up, but we have a pretty good idea of exactly what happened. The bloated corporation let system sprawl get to them, which resulted in this poor server not being touched by a single engineer in over 10 years. Now, as far as harm to Oracle's brand goes, they've already got one of the worst reputations in the tech world. They've basically made their empire off of maximizing vendor lock-in. Companies pay through the nose to use their database software, and it's so different from everything else that it's like learning a completely new language to switch to an open source solution if you even wanted to. I mean, again, a lot of the companies that end up going with Oracle for their databases probably just don't know any better and just want to throw money at the solution instead of learn SQL. But the real kicker is that you're not even legally allowed to do a benchmark comparison between Oracle software and other solutions. Like, imagine if any other product had that kind of restriction when you bought it. You go to a Ford dealership to buy one of their fancy new electric trucks, the Ford Lightning or something like that, and you sign the sales paper, and then you notice some very small text at the bottom that says, under no circumstances are you allowed to race a Cybertruck or even enter into any competition against them that could show a performance comparison between a Ford electric truck and a Cybertruck. And you might think that this is just one of those rules that are never actually enforced, like ripping tags off a mattress or jaywalking, but Oracle is the kind of company that would actually come after you if you were to post a benchmark comparing their database software against Postgres or whatever else. I mean, Oracle is basically a giant legal firm with a slightly bloated IT department. But that legal firm is going to be busy, because there has been a class action lawsuit brought against Oracle out of Texas, And I think that they absolutely deserve to lose this because, again, it's understandable that security incidents happen, even to multi-billion dollar tech corporations, but the cover-up is downright criminal. So if you're an Oracle customer that is affected by this, you might be getting a payday depending on how this case ends up going. But the big security lesson here is to make sure that you touch your servers. Touch them frequently and touch them good, because otherwise the servers get lonely and they'll look for that touch from any other man, even a dark web hacker with an anime profile picture. And you can't blame the server for being so desperate and lonely because nobody has touched it for over 11 years. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to Hack the Algorithm and check out my online store, based.wen, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.